Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, March 22nd. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were May corn down 2.5 cents, 5.55 and a quarter. May wheat down 2.5 cents at 6.24 and a quarter, and May beans up a penny and a quarter, 14.17 and a half. We did not see any export sales here this morning. The talks between China and the U.S. apparently didn't go too well. President Biden is playing tough with the Chinese. I don't think they were too impressed with that. So whether that's going to affect our exports to China remains to be seen. There were no export sales today, as I mentioned, so I don't know. We'll have to take a long look and see what's going to happen there. We had good rains in Argentina. Weather in Brazil is okay. The Chinese imports from Brazil have been down sharply in January and February due to the lack of, just supplies getting to the market. But as we've seen from the satellite pictures, there are a lot of ships moving toward China, and I think it's going to be a little bit of a turnaround situation here in the month of March as product has been getting to port. We had pretty good weather in the U.S. We still have a lot of heavy snows up in the mountains around Denver, but we're going to see some delayed planting in the south still. They've had some pretty rough weather down there. It's going to delay some of the planting, but I don't think it's going to make a huge impact on the market here today. The funds are long more corn than we thought, long about 358,000 contracts of corn. So I think, that could weigh on the market a little bit here. The funds, are, in my opinion, are now short wheat. So whether they want to gang up and sell a lot more wheat and add to that position, we'll have to see. But with the weather improving around the country and around the world, I think it's just no demand. I just think the long side on the wheat is a pretty tough bet out here. Bean market was higher and lower overnight. We closed on the high side up a penny and a half here, a penny and a quarter, but I don't think it really means much. Crude oil is steady. The dollar is basically steady. Silver's down 64 cents. Gold's down 10 bucks. But I don't think that'll have a whole lot to do with the markets out here. But we'll get the export inspections tonight. They should be pretty strong on the corn. We'll get the crop ratings in Kansas and Oklahoma and Texas later tonight. They should both be improved. So the only thing I've seen friendly in this market has been the Chinese buying last week of the 3 to 4 million metric tons. Are they going to buy more this week? So far, no, but we'll have to see. I think it's unlikely, considering that Brazil is in a little bit better shape than they were, and the fact that I don't think China wants to give the U.S. any favors out here right now. That's about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.